After being understaffed for years, the Starr County Treasurer's Office may finally get a full-time clerk. Two treasurers have pleaded for help, but the request was never granted. Treasurer Linda Ballort came before the Starr County Council this week asking for the full-time help. Again, she was denied on a 4-2 vote. Council President Mark Smith explains that part of the action.
Well, the request was for an additional appropriation in the amount of one full-time clerk. That motion was denied. That request was denied. However, the commissioners have agreed to meet with Linda and determine whether or not there is a need for an additional full-time person in that office. And if I'm assuming that if the commissioners determine that there's a need, they are then going to attempt to find the monies to pay for it, to transfer from somewhere within the commissioner's budget in order to pick up that additional pay. As the commissioners pointed out, if they can't find it within the commissioner's budget, then they would literally have to go to the other office holders and ask them to give up a person and transfer them to the treasurer's office.
The council was adamant that it wanted to live within its means, and the money had to come from a reduction somewhere.
That request was for an additional appropriation, and when they come back to us, if they work out, come to an agreement on how to staff and fund that, it will not be an additional for a request from unappropriated funds.
At last report, the commissioners had found some possible reductions and are looking for more before the April 4th meeting. One thing almost universally agreed upon is that the treasurer's office needs the full-time clerk. The North Judson Town Board approved Nice Engineering to work on the sewer separation project on State Road 39. Three applicants were interviewed, and the committee chosen to do the interviews recommended Nice Engineering for the project. The contract is not to exceed $83,781. Two representatives from the Indiana Historical Association asked the board if they could do a World War II reenactment on June 4th and 5th on the old railroad property on Lucan Street. They have the owner's permission to hold the event on that property, but they need to fill out a special event permit for the board's approval. The permit will be reviewed at the board's next meeting. The Starr County Sheriff's Department is seeking information on a theft from the Sampier Auto dealership. On Tuesday, March 22nd, officers were called to Sampier Auto in reference to a broken window in the building. The suspect or suspects broke out the front window of the building, and it looked like they crawled through the window to enter the business. While inside, the suspects went through the desk drawers and cabinets throughout the building. They took five vehicle titles from a desk drawer, key fobs for four vehicles from a cabinet, one new Napa battery, a battery jump pack, and one expired dealer plate from 2008. It also appeared the suspects went into the garage and went through all the tools. A knife reportedly used to pry open a safe was taken into evidence by police. On Wednesday, March 23rd, the owner of Sampier Auto reported the theft of a Ford pickup truck. The Sheriff's Department is asking that if anyone knows anything about this case, to call the department at 772-3771 and leave an anonymous tip. Starr County Treasurer Linda Ballort told the County Council and Commissioners about a program initiated in the office to save taxpayers money. Saying she always wants to look out for those paying taxes, especially in an economic downturn, Ballort explained a courtesy letter that has been sent out to those delinquent on their taxes. The reminder informs those behind that if they come in and pay their taxes or set up a payment plan, the bill will not be turned over to American Financial, a collection agency. Last year, American Financial made $114,000 off the 30% penalty they tack onto the delinquent bill. To date, the courtesy letters have brought in $311,163, and the taxpayer has avoided the penalty. Ballort explained that she will send out the letters again after the May 10th property tax deadline. Knox Mayor Rick Chambers told the Knox City Council this week that the first appraisal on the Dean Wells property across from City Hall has been received.
It was appraised at $110,000. Where do we go from here? We need two appraisals required by the state, and we can pay the average of the two. So I have another appraiser lined up. So if we want to continue with this, we need a motion to obtain a second appraisal.
Upon a motion from Greg Matt and seconded by Jeff Berg, the council members voted unanimously to have the mayor seek a second appraisal. Mr. Wells' property includes the building and parking lot. Mr. Wells offered to sell the property to the city for $125,000. If purchased, the city council has discussed the possibility of using the property for storage, and eventually the police department would be moved into the building. The North Judson-Sampier School Board discussed the marching band at its recent meeting. The marching band will continue and go through a rebuilding year. The board hopes to see more fundraisers for the band and recruitment in the next year. The board hopes to work with the students in the band department to keep the program alive. Future meetings will entail planning and restructuring the marching band program to make it a sustainable program. Do you have your boat dusted off for the fishing season? Conservation Officer Keith Wildeman says many people are doing just that.
A number of folks have been hitting Bass Lake, Coons Lake, some of the rivers. Right now is a popular time for walleye, northern pike fishing on the rivers. Remind folks to check the regulations. Regulations are available free of charge at most licensed vendors. Folks need to remember that fishing licenses right now, until March 31st, still require a 2010 fishing license, as they are valid from April 1st to March 31st. Starting April 1st, the 2011 licenses are what folks are required.
Officer Wildeman also encourages those who see poaching activities to report those activities to the Turn in a Poacher hotline with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources.
And the number for that is 1-800-TIP-IDNR, T-I-P-IDNR. It's Turn in a Poacher, Indiana Department of Natural Resources. Suspect some suspicious activity with hunting activity or fishing activity. You know, folks might not be up to ethical practices. You can give us a call and we can investigate it. There is also a website. You can do it anonymously. It'll be a 1-800-TIP-IDNR. They do have capabilities now even accepting text complaints. And it is completely anonymous, and there are rewards offered up to $200 if an arrest is made on a certain individual on a complaint that we were given.
Coach, I just stood by this guy, and he must be at least 7 feet 4 inches tall. That's what Jerry Johnson said to head coach George King in the huddle before Purdue met UCLA in the final game of the 1969 NCAA basketball tournament. I'm 6'10", and he towers over me, Johnson said. Don't worry about it, Jerry King replied. We're just going to count on you to hold him to under 33 points. Jerry tried, and he did pretty well. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, known in those days as Lou Alcindor, only scored 37 against Johnson.
Oh, and don't you agree, he was a giant. You know, he was he was 7'4" if he was anything. It was incredibly hot. And absolutely, yeah, the best I ever played against, and maybe the best center ever. Who knows? I mean, he was just unbelievable. And it was a shame they took the dunk away on him, but really that saved probably all of us a little more embarrassment than we already had out there trying to guard him. So absolutely could go either way and around the hoop. And just incredible. And John Wooden played him so smartly. But the game, the final game, our shooting was so poor. And Lou was incredibly well. And Coach George decided we were just going to play him one-on-one. And there was no way I could stop him. I would front him, and his arm would be a foot above mine, just waving for it like I got a little white sucker here in front of me. And I'll never forget, and it's a true story. I could never lie about something because it sticks with you the rest of your life. George said, we don't care how many he scores. We don't care if he gets 33 or 37. And well, that's what he ended up with, 37. So that happened.
Jerry Johnson will be Ted Hayes' guest on Ted Hayes Remembers today at 12:20 p.m. and at 5:30 Central Time. Reporting from the WKVI Information Center, I'm Anita Gooden.